From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A deadly crash under investigation. Yesterday morning about 7 a.m., a 33-year-old man was driving a minivan southbound on Bryceland Thorn Road approaching McKee Creek just south of the Bryceland Road Shelter Cove Road Junction. For reasons still under investigation, the man lost control of the vehicle. It ran off the east side of the road and collided with the bridge railing over McKee Creek. After colliding with the span, it overturned into the riverbed below. Driver pronounced dead at the scene from injuries sustained in the collision. The driver's ID is being withheld pending notification. Personnel from the California Highway Patrol responded to the scene, assumed and maintained incident command, and are investigating the collision. Over the past few weeks, drivers and residents may have noticed city crews working along Myrtle Avenue near the intersection of 8th Street. The activity prompted by a rapidly developing sinkhole. After much work to determine the cause of the sinkhole, it was determined that a storm drain line deep beneath Myrtle Avenue had partially collapsed. A video inspection of the culvert revealed multiple joint and other failures in the nearly 100-year-old pipe. In order to protect the roadway and critical infrastructure, the city will be abandoning the pipe and installing a new, larger pipe adjacent to the culvert. The new culvert will be designed and sized to accommodate large storm events and provide for fish passage. Due to the size and depth of the new culvert, the construction operation will require the full width of Myrtle Avenue to be excavated. Rather than close the road and detour traffic onto other city streets, the city's decided to build a temporary bypass road around the construction site. Construction of the bypass road began last week and will be followed by the installation of the culvert. Someone spray-painted graffiti on one of the recently completed Eureka Street Art Festival murals on F Street. The graffiti consists of some lines bordering the painting of Bigfoot and the message, "Go back to L.A." Police tell Lost Coast Outpost that likely the message is aimed at the mural's artist Dave Van Patten of Long Beach, who's taken part in each edition of the Eureka Street Art Festival. Organizers say they've been in contact with the artist and the property owner to rectify the situation. Police are looking for whomever did it. Arcata Fire District conducting fire inspections of commercial properties upcoming in conjunction with California Fire Code. Inspections will be performed by on-duty engine companies, no charge, and they start this month. The purpose of the annual inspection program is to safeguard property, occupants from fire and life safety hazards. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.